All right, up next will be Utah coach Kyle Whittingham and the Utes host Oregon State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, press star 1. Our first question comes from Kevin Gamel of ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, I just want to get a sense for the pulse of the team. It seems like you guys are a lot more relaxed heading into week 3 than you might have been last year. Am I accurate with that?
Well, certainly a lot better to go into week 3 2-0 than what we last think we were 1-1. And so in that regard, yeah, I think we've gained a little confidence and momentum in these first 2 weeks. So I think the guys, working hard and doing the right things in preparation and all that type of thing. But we know this week's a big challenge, opening of Pac-12 play for us and Oregon State coming to town. And so we're got to be ready and got to be playing our A game.
Is there a sense of urgency about this game? Just, I know every game is going to be important, but this one maybe could set the trajectory for the rest of the season.
Well, we know that the front half of the schedule is loaded with home games, and well, we're going to try to take advantage of that. I think we have so far, but that as we got the schedule, whenever we did several months ago, that was very apparent that the first half of the schedule has a lot of home games and then a lot of road games on the back end, and so we've got to try to make the most of the home schedule that we have early.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Lindsay Schnell of The Oregonian.
Morning, Coach. I'm wondering if you can talk about how your quarterback has progressed and become more mobile since last season, and how can he hurt teams with his feet?
Well, he's a guy that has come a long ways since his first start last season. I think it was against UCLA, and he's just been on a steady incline ever since that game. And showed up in spring ball. He made a big jump in spring ball and then through fall camp. And then the first two games so far, he's been exceptional. And as you mentioned, he has been a little more effective running the ball this year than he was last year. And I don't think he's any more mobile. He's the same kid, but he's more confident. He's more has better command of the offense. And it's just starting to settle in, I guess you could say. Now, it's only been a couple games this season, and he's still a true sophomore, and we got to keep that in mind, and there's going to be somewhat of a learning curve that's still going to take place. But so far, so good, and he's been a great leader for us, and he's gaining confidence, as is the rest of the football team.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Bud Withers of the Seattle Times.
Kyle, you referred to the front-loaded schedule with Pac-12 games. I can't ever remember a team opening with three straight Pac-12 home games. I wonder what your reaction was when you saw that, and did you have any discussions with the league as to, the difficulties or the benefits of it as it was presented?
No, I don't ever concern myself with the schedule. It's given to us. It is what it is, and you just play it. So I'm not a guy that makes comments either way. It just happened to be a lot of home games up front, and in the final analysis, it all balances out. But it's just a situation where I haven't experienced that as well in any league I've been in. It hasn't been this way. We don't leave the state of Utah until week 7. I mean, because one of our away games is in state, and so we don't have that's a real odd schedule. But as they say, it is what it is, and you just play them as they unfold, and not worry about it because there's nothing you can do about it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
No further questions. All right, Kyle, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll see you.